Okay, this is Don Campbell, 488 Telstar Avenue, Sudbury, Ontario, Moonglow Subdivision. I was a welder for 25 years at Inco, and the last 10 years before I took my pension. In 85, I was a foreman, supervisor, teacher, and finally a head foreman for the Coppercliff Welding Shop with 72 people under me. I'm going to relate a few stories and things that have personally happened to me over the years, especially in 1967, when I was already on CH&O and CKS over the radio of incidents that happened around our district. Was in the Sudbury Star the following day. We were at work this day on day shift, and I was tacking jobs in the plate shop when one of the welders happened to be standing out near the back door having a smoke and noticed this beautiful silver disc. It apparently was about 5-6 miles high over the tracks where we dump our slag, and drew everybody's attention. Hey guys, come on out and see this beautiful silver looking thing. And we're all pointing up and at it, and even then some people said, gee, I wonder, is it a floating balloon or anything? One of the welders was smart enough to tack a little stick on the back door, which is permanently held open for trains going in and out bringing plates. He nailed a stick as a gun sight and aimed it over as you would a gun barrel, and aimed it over the edge of the door, right at this silver balloon, or what we thought we may be a silver balloon. This was at 10 o'clock in the morning. People were talking about it. Elwood Tresize, who was the foreman in the shop at that time, phoned in the station, told them about this, and they said, yes, we've got many calls about it. People in Sudbury were looking up. We were looking up. This went on till approximately 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But before 2 o'clock, I was so excited, owning a telescope at home, I decided to get sick early and headed for my home. By the time I got home and looked up in the direction that the balloon should have been, it was no longer there. Not for 1 minute did I think it was a balloon. It was a beautiful silver disc shining in the sun. It hadn't moved in the 4 hour period, so we knew darn well that a balloon would slowly drift, but this thing had stayed there. It was gone. So the next day I related this to my fellow welders and plate workers out there, and they said, oh yeah, it was there, and it just zoomed away and it was gone in a matter of 2 seconds, a couple of blinks of the eye, and it was gone. The follow-up in the Sudbury Star the following day, many, many phone calls to stations and the Sudbury Star. Turns out that the Air Force says all this was a weather balloon taking up information of ionosphere and stratosphere conditions, and that nothing to worry about, it's not a UFO, and that it just drifted away on its own. And when questioned, they said, well, how come it stayed in the same place for 4 hours over Coppercliff? They said it was a weather inversion, and it was held there by a pocket of air that was not moving. And then some people said, well, how come it could fly away all of a sudden? They had no answer for that. There was no more follow-up the following day in the paper. Just the one article saying it was a weather balloon, and it drifted away on its own. And many, many people said it didn't drift away. It just flew away at an incredible speed, disappeared. And that was one of the things, the incidents in 67 going into the summer of 67.